Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here, Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和神国度的权柄系列。
It's time to understand the times and seasons through the Jewish rites of the faith like never before. So I want to talk to you about the Feast of Shavuot, which is Pentecost, the appointed time, and the prophetic significance and the spiritual warfare that is taking place.
我们是时候通过我们以连回犹太根源的信仰来理解我们现在所处的季节和时期。我想和你谈谈七七节这个节期，也就是五旬节，在神指定的时间正在释放的具有重大意义的先知性信息，以及正在发生的属灵征战。
Right now, you've probably heard me and others talk about the counting down of the Omer, and how important it is that after you have an encounter,like Passover, where you're delivered by the blood of the Lamb out of slavery and you start a new journey into empowerment, that you need to understand why and how it is really a opportunity for you to embrace exponential growth where you can 10 times things in your life.
你可能听过我和其他人讲数算厄梅尔。并且你需要知道，在逾越节，你被羔羊的血从奴役中拯救出来，开始前往一条即将被圣灵赐予能力的路。对你来说，这是一个非常好的机会来知道为什么以及如何经历你生命的爆炸级成长。这可以是高达十倍的成长，对于你来说是多么的重要啊！
I've learned in over 33 years of keeping the feast that this time between Passover andPentecost, Shavuot, that this time, this 50 days, there's probably more potential for blessings, revelation, and growth than any other time. But I want to...
在超过33年的时间里面，我一直在遵守神的节期，我也一直在遵守这段在逾越节和五旬节之间数算厄梅尔的日子。我可以跟你说，在这50天，潜在的关于神的祝福的启示和你的成长可能会比任何时候都要多。
I want to answer your questions on this podcast. And your first question is this. What can happen when we fail to recognize the significance of the counting down of the Omer? And then the second question is, because I'm going to blend them together if that's all right with you. It says, we're almost finished at the finish line.And what should we be alert to?
我想在这个广播中回答你们的两个问题。第一个问题是，当我们没有意识到数算厄梅尔的重要性时，会发生什么？第二个问题，我想把它和第一个问题合并起来回答。第二个问题是，我们几乎已经站在终点线上了，我们应该警惕什么？
So let's go to a biblical story about the counting down of the Omer in that season.
让我们来看一个圣经中的故事。这个故事发生在当时数算厄梅尔的季节。
Think about it. There were two disciples, and they were with Jesus in Jerusalem. And he's been crucified. He's died. He's been buried, and now he's rose again.
让我们来一起思考。当时有两个门徒，他们在耶路撒冷与耶稣同在一起。后来耶稣被钉十字架，他死了，被埋葬了，然后耶稣又复活了。
And these two disciples, they decide to, after all the reports of him being in a resurrected state, and you know, all the promises that he made, these were people who sat under his teaching.They choose to go on a road called Emmaus. So they're heading out of town.
这两个门徒之前受过耶稣的教导，也知道耶稣所做出的应许。在获悉耶稣已经复活的信息之后，他们仍然决定要踏上去以马忤斯的道路，他们要离开耶路撒冷。
Okay, so we have Passover, there's 50 days, and the upper room is coming, and they're going in the opposite direction of the appointment of the upper room.
当时已经过了逾越节，并且有五十天数算厄梅尔的时间，然后在马可楼即将发生圣灵赐下能力的大事，而这两位门徒正朝着与指定的地点相反的方向行动。
The empowerment. So many times people get delivered but they don't finish it and get to the empowerment.
所以很多时候人们被救赎，但他们没有真正走完这条路，并且最终得着圣灵赐下的能力。
I know this last trip to Israel, it was really powerful when we went to the Garden Tomb, and what the Lord told me to, and there's a video on it, you can go ahead and find it on our webpage, but the Lord was dealing with me that most Christians, and then I found out from one of the, I think it's Barnum or somebody, that says most Christians know him to the tomb, but not resurrected sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I don't remember the percentage, I don't want to quote it wrong, but the majority of Christians know Jesus, he died, but they don't know Jesus in the resurrected power state.
上一次我去以色列的时候，当我们去花园坟墓，也就是耶稣被埋葬的坟墓与复活的地方，这是大有能力的。主告诉我，并且曾经也有人说过，大多数基督徒都知道耶稣被埋葬在坟墓中，但却不明白耶稣复活之后坐在天父的右边。我不记得这是大多数是指占多少比例，但大多数基督徒都知道耶稣死了，但他们并不知道死里复活的力量。
So that's kind of the counting down of the Omer. You have these two disciples. They receive the teaching. They receive the promise. He dies. He said he would rise. He has. And now they're questioning it, whether or not he really did rise from the dead or not.
所以这就是在数算厄米尔的期间，你看到这两个门徒，他们接受了教导，他们领受了应许，耶稣死了，他说他会复活，并且耶稣真的复活了，但现在门徒却质疑耶稣是否真的从死里复活了。
You know, some women said that they've seen him, they said the body's missing, the stone's rolled away, but they're walking away from the city. They're walking in the opposite direction of their empowerment.That's why in the counting down of the Omer, it's so important.
一些妇女说她们见过耶稣，她们说尸体不见了，石头已经滚走了。但两个门徒却离开了耶路撒冷城，他们正朝着与圣灵赐予能力的地点相反的方向行走。这就是为什么数算厄美尔是如此的重要。
So these two guys are walking, and Jesus walks up and asks them what they're talking about, and they, you know, they challenge him. They're blinded to who it is. He's walking in this resurrected state, and to shorten the story, they basically say to him, don't you know what just happened? It was like the world has shifted. It's the most awful thing. You know, they crucified our Messiah. So they're not focused on the fact that,the positive results is that he told them before he would die and resurrect and that he must do this. He has resurrected, and they're not believing it.
当这两个门徒在前行时，耶稣走上前去问他们在说什么，而他们却在挑战耶稣。他们并不认得耶稣，并不知道耶稣已经从死里复活。简单的说，门徒问耶稣，你不知道这几天在耶路撒冷发生的事情吗？这世界已经变了，最糟糕的事情发生了。你知道吗？他们把我们的弥赛亚钉在十字架上，所以这两个门徒并没有看到这件事情。好的结果是，耶稣其实在他死以前已经告诉过门徒，他一定会复活，并且耶稣真的复活了，但是门徒们却不相信。
So he's ready to head on, and they said, "Hey, listen, we're so enjoying the conversation with you. Would you come and let's break bread together?"
当耶稣还要往前行的时候，两个门徒说，等一下，我们很享受和你的谈话，你愿意来跟我们一起包饼吗？
So to say, they take him into a place, and he lifts up the bread, and he speaks the blessing, and as soon as he breaks the bread, hit their eyes open, and they go, oh my gosh, it's you. And they see him, and then he disappears. And what do? They turn around,And they start heading back to Jerusalem, back to that upper room. So,
所以两个门徒和耶稣一起来到了一个地方。耶稣拿起饼来，剥开，祝谢了。门徒的眼睛明亮了，他们这才认出耶稣来。他们看到耶稣，耶稣就消失了。然后他们做了什么呢？两个门徒转身就开始返回耶路撒冷，回到了马可楼。
And that's what the counting down of the Omer is. The counting down of the Omer is anticipating the fact that in this 50-day period of time, yes, you received deliverance at Passover. Yes, you got blessed with the 9 blessings of Passover. Now you're on a journey to be in empowerment. So are you going to stay in unity, stay in faith, stay in believing? Because that's what the counting down of the Omer is.
这就是数算厄梅尔，就是在50天的时间里面，你要有所期待，你已经领受了逾越节的拯救，领受了逾越节的9个祝福，而现在你正在前往被神的圣灵赋予能力的路上，所以你要继续在合一之中，继续在坚定的信心之中，坚持在相信之中，因为这就是数算厄梅尔的意义。
What I recommend with the counting down of the Omer is that you decree and declare the 9 blessings of Passover out of Exodus. I would declare them every day.
我建议在数算厄梅尔时，你声明并宣告在出埃及记中逾越节的9个祝福。在这段时间里，我每天都会宣告他们。
So your third question is, how can we protect ourselves with scripture and prayer? I would say...The best way to protect yourself with scripture and prayer during the counting down of the Omer, I'm just going to kind of give you an example, is put God into remembrance of his word.
所以你的第三个问题是我们如何用经文和祷告来保护自己。我想说在数算厄梅尔的期间用经文和祷告保护自己的最好方法就是让神来纪念他对你说的话。
This is our Haggadah from Passover. And there's something powerful about, you know, speaking out what God says. So if you look at go to the page, the fourth cup of praise, and you go to Exodus 23, and I would just do the all says, and because you're quoting scripture. So I'm just going to do a couple of them for you here, and you can see how this works.
我想给你举一个例子，这是我们逾越节的哈加达，你知道。神说出神所说的话就会大有能力，所以请你打开哈加达第4杯赞美之杯那一页，出埃及记23章，哈加达其中的一个部分叫做会众说，我在这里为你做几个示范，你可以听到这是如何运作的。
OK, so Father God, we decree as an official orderIn the legal authority of declaring and announcing the beginning of, for you and for me, my partners that are listening, and the family and friends and myself, that Lord, during this counting down of the Omer, we declare the Passover blessings that come from Exodus 23. Father God, we decree and lay hold of in the courts of heaven the promise of divine protection. Your word says in Exodus 23:20, let it be recorded and released today in my books, in my life.Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the places which I have prepared for you. I decree and declare, let's all say, I decree and declare that you have divine protection over your family and your business affairs in Yeshua's name.
我们宣读在天上的法庭正式的命令和法律权柄，并宣告为了正在收听广播的你们，我的朋友、家人和我自己，我们今年在数算厄梅尔的期间将释放出埃及记第23章的应许。第一个应许是我们来到天上的法庭宣告神属天的保护。在出埃及记第23章第20节，神说，看哪，我差遣使者在你面前，在路上保护你，领你到我所预备的地方去。我们声明并宣告神的保护在我的家和我的事业上，请你跟我一起来声明并宣告神的保护在我的家和我的事业上，奉主基督耶稣的名。
Father God, according to verse 23 and 22, your word says position and alignment provides protection from my enemies. Your word says, let it be recorded today in my courts, in my book, as I decree it, Lord, in your courts, the word says about me, but if I...Indeed, obey his voice and do all that he speaks. Then I will be an enemy to your enemies and adversary to your adversaries. Let's all say this together. I decree and declare that you will be correctly aligned and in the center of the Lord's will.
我们来到天上的法庭，宣告我们站对位置并对齐神，使我们面对敌人时得到神的保护。在出埃及记第23:22，神说，你若实在听从他的话，照着我一切所说的去行，我就向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你的敌人做敌人。来，我们一起声明并宣告，我会有正确的对齐，并站在神的旨意中不偏左右。
Let's say commissioning and divine authority according to Exodus 23:24. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred altars. All say with me, I decree and declare that you will be commissioned this year to walk in divine authority and supernatural power in Yeshua's name.
我们来到天上的法庭，宣告我们被赋予属天的权柄。在出埃及记第23:24，神说，你不可跪拜他们的神，不可侍奉他，也不可效法他们的行为，却要把神像进行拆毁，打碎他们的柱像。我们来一起声明并宣告，我们今年都会以超自然的能力行走在属天的权柄之中，奉主基督耶稣的名。
So we read through the first three. I would go ahead, get your Haggadah, decree those on a daily basis, and that will answer your question, how do I stay protected during this time of spiritual warfare?
所以我们刚刚通读了逾越节的前三个应许。我会继续，也请你拿着你的哈加达，每天都这样宣告。这将回答你们的问题，在这个属灵征战的时期，我们应该如何用经文和祷告来保护自己。
How do I become, you don't want to become like the two guys on the road to Emmaus heading away from the promise. You want to be planning on being there. I would certainly invite you to join us here at House of David, the One New Man Embassy, Kurt Landry Ministries on the live stream for Shavuot 5783. Don't be heading someplace else. Yes, you got free at Passover. Let's get empowered at Shavuot Pentecost.
你不会想成为那个去往以马忤斯远离神的应许降临之地的两个门徒。我真诚地邀请你参加大卫之家同一新人大使馆5783五旬节的线上直播，不要离开去别的地方。是的，你在逾越节已经得到了自由，让我们在五旬节获得圣灵充满所赐下的能力。
Your last question is, can you share victories in your life that you've seenseen? And that you've come around mountains again, and you've had victories this year. Well, I'll just share with you probably one of the biggest victories that we had that we have proclaimed and decreed is this year, after 3.5 years, we took our media team and we went to the land of Israel. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to prophesy into the mayor of Jerusalem. And we did. I want you to speak into the Jewish agency. And I want you to speak into all the immigrants that are coming in. And we did. I want you to speak into the new minister of defense for the protection. And we did. All those things that were proclaimed. God gave us the word. We decreed and declare it, just like what you're doing right now. And all those things have happened right before Passover. God gave us that freedom. And you see the things starting to turn around in Israel. You're watching, since we have been there, you're watching the shift take place.
你的最后一个问题是，在你经历了这么多事之后，你能分享近一年你在生活当中已经获得的胜利吗？我想分享的是，今年最大的胜利之一，就是在时隔3.5年之后，我们带着我们的媒体团队去了以色列。神告诉我，我要你向耶路撒冷市长预言，我们做到了。我希望你对犹太人的机构讲话，我希望你对进入到犹太人机构的新移民说话，我们做到了。我希望你为了让新任的以色列国防部长得到保护而对他说话，我们也做到了。我们做了所有这三件事，这三件我们宣告的事。神给了我们他的话语，我们宣告声明，就像你现在正在做的事情一样，所有这些事情都发生在逾越节之前。神给了我们这样的自由，你看到以色列的局势正在好转。自从我们去过那里以来，你可以看到事情在转变。
So I would say that you're watching Bible prophecy unfold. Some of the meetings that we had there, we even had a meeting with one of the head Catholic priests at the Garden of Gethsemane. So, I mean, God is bringing the unification of the threefold cord, the one new man, and that embassorial type spirit upon you and upon me. And I want to encourage you that if you want to be a part of a new move of God, you need to look at the ancient moves of God. For that's the reason for this podcast. Ancient principles will lead you into modern day kingdom authority.
所以我想说，你正在看圣经中的预言在展开。我们在那里举行了一些会议，我们甚至与一位在科西玛尼园的天主教神父在那里会面。我的意思是，上帝正在把三根绳索放在一起合一。我们是一个新人，那个新人大使的灵在你们和我的身上。我想鼓励你，如果你想成为神正在做新事中的一部分，你需要看神在古老时期的作为。这也是这个广播的原因，古老的原则将会指引你在现代时代行使属天的权柄。